Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I hope your Wednesday morning is going well. Thank you so much for tuning in. I have Escambia County Public Information Office. I have Davis Wood, Andy Gibson, and Crystal Dedura. It is so good having you this morning. How are y'all?
Doing good.
Doing excellent.
How are you?
Doing good. It's been a good morning. I've had some great guests. And so we're going to talk about your job fair that's coming up.
Yeah, on next Thursday, May 18th, from 9 to 2 p.m., we're going to be hosting a career fair at the Pensacola Bay Center. But we really wanted to just showcase all of our careers ahead of time, also get information out about this career fair. Mm-hmm. And we have over 21 departments. We're one of the top employers in Pensacola. You know, not a lot of people know about Escambia County Board of County Commissioners. So we're here today to kind of showcase what we have to offer. We have locations all the way in the north end of the county. We have locations at the beach, Pensacola Beach, all over. So we really wanted to have a career fair in the center so that anybody could attend.
Absolutely. And this is going to be when?
May 18th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Next Thursday.
Yeah, and we're looking for, right now we have over 330 vacancies.
Wow.
Yeah, we have quite a bit, but we do have over 1,900 employees. So we are a large employer in the area. We have positions from entry level to executive leadership. And our our pay rates are competitive to the area. We've worked really hard over the last year to be able to, you know, negotiate with our unions, because we have five different unions who take up majority of our employees. And, you know, our county administrator is a huge success story. He really has started from entry-level position and has made his way to the top. That just goes to show you that, I mean, literally you can do anything at the county.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I know, speaking just on behalf of Andy and I, we've been with the county for a little under 2 years up to this point. In fact, a year ago, around this time, we were on the show talking about the hiring, the career fair that we were doing. And a fun fact, since that time, we've added about 200 jobs since then. So we are still hiring. We have a lot of openings left. But I think that being able to get out here and talk about what it is we're doing, and also be able to showcase that we have these careers, pay's been going up. We bring in people from a variety of backgrounds. I was doing radio, as I was speaking with you off air about.
Yeah.
I was on this station, as a matter of fact.
Yes, he was.
And Andy has a marketing background. And we took these prior careers and turned them into what it is we're doing now. So you might be working a career today and think, maybe I want to switch it up a little bit.
Right.
And Escambia County is offering something that I've always wanted to do, or might just be a better fit for me. Mm-hmm. And why not come on out, see what we have to offer over at the Career Fair at the Pensacola Bay Center next Thursday from 9 to 2. You have an opportunity to meet hiring managers who you can speak with them. They can get to know you, get to know your personality, and be able to hear your story, understand your background, and collectively figure out if this job's a good fit for you. And one way you can find out is by coming on out to the career fair.
Yeah, I would say, like, if you're looking for a career change, you know, if you're working a job right now and you're just thinking, like, I just know there's something else out there for me, you would be surprised at a number of the jobs that we have open right now. And just like going and reading the job description, coming out to the career fair and speaking with our hiring managers, getting to speak with staff who are in these positions, I think we will be able to find something for you. If you're somebody who's listening and you're looking for a sign for a career change, I think this is your sign.
Now, y'all don't know this about me because y'all just met me, but 6 weeks ago I was a dental hygienist.
Oh my goodness.
Really?
Yes. See, there you go.
So
wow.
When you're talking about career change, good morning. Here I am, a radio host.
That's amazing. And you're doing fabulous.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. So you were saying that, I'm like, oh yeah, I know the feeling of that, you know? So definitely, if you want a career change, it doesn't have to be in the field you're working in.
No.
You can just completely flip the script, as I did, and it's been great. So head on over there. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. We're talking with Escambia County Public Information Office, Davis Wood, Andy Gibson, and Crystal Dedura about their upcoming job fair. Tell me again the number of job openings that you have.
We have a little over 330 vacancies right now. What that means is we need 330 people to fill those spots in several different positions. You know, some of the positions that we're really needing right now is bus operators. you know.
Oh, yes. I've heard about the bus operator shortage. Yes.
Yes. And I mean, I think collectively all of us are combating it. And we have done a lot to be able to, you know, showcase what it is of being a professional bus operator. You know, Escambia County Area Transit Director Rodriguez Kimbrough does a fantastic job of getting out a lot of information about this department. And, you know, it is in the hub of Pensacola. So you mm-hmm. literally could work, live anywhere, and you could get to one of our jobs. I mean, we have mm-hmm. several of them. You know, mass transit is hurting on trolley operators. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we're going to try and do this summer is have part-time seasonal operators. So we have different levels of positions, whether it's full-time, part-time, relief, volunteering at the animal shelter. I know Davis and a couple other people in county administration, or no, it was Jose, he was trying to get a dog. So, mm-hmm. you know, there's just so much to learn about this county. And by having a job, you're not just stuck at a job. You literally right. have so much that you could do within the county, because we have 21 different departments. We have a multitude, like 500 plus jobs, different positions, meaning. So if you don't like what you like right now, come see us. Literally, you right. can literally yep. walk into it.
Many of the jobs that we're offering, and go on myescambia.com/careers and just window shop. Get an idea of what it is that we're offering. You're going to find that you don't have your typical desk job. And me coming from this career in radio, it's not a typical desk job. I'm personally not a typical desk job kind of person. This job as a public information officer, specifically with public safety, and Andy can attest to this, mm-hmm. you're not just sitting behind your desk. No. So often you're out, you're sitting on, you're talking on the radio about what it is this job is. You're communicating with your media partners. You are working on news releases. You're getting creative with our departments and helping get a message out there. That's just something that we do that's specific to our careers. But mm-hmm. if you're one of those people who likes to get a little creative or isn't someone who can just type on a computer all day, hey, step one. Just look and see what we have. I can tell you right now, right. bus operator is not sitting behind a desk all day. They're traveling.
Right, exactly. They're getting out there.
Yeah.
And this is for anyone of different educational levels as well?
Absolutely. You mm-hmm. could have a high school diploma coming fresh out of high school. Mm-hmm. Obviously, age 18. We do have a program that Andy will talk about in a little bit as far as our summer youth program. But literally all walks of life, whether you're a single parent, you have little to no education, or if you have a master's degree, you know, you could start out as an equipment operator one out of the public works department, or you could be our new chief information officer making six figures. Literally, we have anything for everyone.
That's amazing.
And our benefits, to say the least.
Yeah, we have an incredible benefits package. We were actually just talking about this before we came in here, but we offer an incredible healthcare plan. We have premiums for employees where coverage starts as low as $50 a month. But we also, as an incentive to help get that cost down even further, is we offer the chance to receive a discount on your premiums through doing wellness exams.
Oh, yes.
So all you do is, I mean, just like go to your doctor, get a wellness exam, submit that paperwork to human resources, and then they give you the discount on your premium. I've never had a job that gave me that A, had a low premium like that, and B, gave me the chance to save even more on my premium. We offer fitness facilities at a majority of our county facilities. So if you've got a pricey gym membership and you are looking for a reason to cancel that, I mean, even at our main office downtown where I work or when Crystal works, we've got a really nice fitness facility there. With equipment, and you're able to use it, get a workout in on your lunch break, get a workout in after work. We also offer great dental plans. We've got affordable vision coverage. We've got free employer paid basic life. We've got voluntary long-term disability, voluntary flexible spending accounts. We offer a great retirement program, employee assistance program. I mean, the list just goes on and on.
Yeah, it sounds incredible.
They really take care of us here at the county as far as our tuition reimbursement. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's a big one. Mm-hmm. I have to say that is a really big one.
The tuition reimbursement is very popular. It's especially very popular we're talking about bus operators, and I focus more on the public safety side, so I'll talk about our firefighter program here in a moment. But to be a bus operator, maybe you aren't you don't have prior experience, maybe you don't have a CDL, well, mm-hmm. we will help you get your CDL.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
We'll pay for it.
We will pay for it. It's going to be a part of the job, and we'll make sure that you're certified, and we'll make sure you're ready to go, and maybe you'll even determine that that's not the right fit for you at the end of the day. But we are going to go out here and make sure we put you in a position for success.
That's a program we offer through Pensacola State College. We'll pay for up to 1 year of the CDL program for you to get
that
CDL
so awesome.
License so that we can bring on these bus operators so that mm-hmm. we can help people advance in their career also.
And so I mentioned that I'm mainly represent our public safety departments, and under that includes Escambia County Fire Rescue, our Pensacola Beach Lifeguards,
okay.
emergency communications, your 911 dispatchers, mm-hmm. emergency management, and in fact, fun fact, coming up here soon, emergency management and myself will be on Pep Talks soon.
Oh, good.
Stay tuned
Looking
for that.
A
little
Yay.
Plug. and also our emergency medical services, EMS. Mm-hmm. So our firefighters specifically are having a physical abilities test coming up. We have two on June 3rd and June 5th. And you may have no firefighting experience whatsoever. You could be graduating high school coming up soon. Graduations are mm-hmm. around the corner.
That is
my little cousin graduates on the 20th, so uh-huh. shout out to Hope. But you may think, all right, I'm going to go ahead and get right into the workforce, and I want to be a firefighter. Maybe my cousin's a firefighter. My dad's a firefighter. Come on out to the physical abilities test. Be physically ready to do it, by the way. It is very, very hard.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Yeah.
But let's say you're not certified. We are going to make sure we put you through the schooling to get certified mm-hmm. to be a firefighter.
When is that?
So it actually starts very soon. We do multiple sessions.
Okay.
So because we do multiple, I'll have to get the exact details
okay.
and can follow up. But certainly, we act fast. Let's say you pass the physical abilities test. You're getting interviewed that next Monday.
Oh, wow.
If you do the physical abilities test on the 5th, which is a Monday, mm-hmm. you're coming in the next day for your interview. And we're going to go ahead and get that ball rolling and get your career started with Escambia County.
That's great.
And that's just one example of many.
Absolutely. And again, we'll have our human resources department on staff to be able to answer any type of questions. If you're not sure what you're looking for, just come join us on May 18th at 9 a.m. so that way we can, talk to you guys about what experiences that you have or what interests you may have. You may say, yeah, I want to be a corrections officer, mm-hmm. Which we, again, desperately need.
Yes.
But maybe you're not quite ready for that. So come in. And be a detention assistant so you get your feet wet.
Yeah.
We have a lot of those different positions of maybe you're not quite sure what you want to do. Trainee positions within our animal services department. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think, oh, I get to play with puppies and cats.
Yeah.
And yes, you do. But there's so much more rewarding things that you get to do as an animal welfare officer. Same with equipment operators. You think of equipment, heavy machinery equipment. You don't realize how much you do on day-to-day activities that would benefit you in your personal life.
Mm-hmm.
So we really, at Escambia County, we really do take a lot of pride in our career development. Whether it is entry level or whether it is a professional level or executive, you find extremely talented individuals at all walks of life, very diverse workforce. So when you come to Escambia County on May 18th, please ask us about all the different types of jobs that we do have.
And I would like to point out also, we have a great opportunity for career longevity as well. We have people that stay with the county 20, 30, some even 40 years. I think a few weeks ago, we had somebody from Escambia Extension Services retire after 45 years
oh, wow.
of service.
Long time.
And as a collective whole, she focused on teaching county youth. She mm-hmm. interacted and taught over 10,000 youths in Escambia County.
Over 45 years.
Yeah,
that's incredible. We had somebody yesterday, we recognized her at the board meeting last Thursday, but yesterday was her retirement day. She was an accounting specialist in engineering. She retired after 49 years.
Oh my.
She had actually retired
awesome.
Once before in 2008 and then came back.
She's like, nah, this
is. She couldn't stay away.
Yeah.
That happens but very
retirement's
often.
Retirement's not for me. I'm going back to work.
But 49 years of service. I mean, talk about loving a job that you do. And seeing all the people who came out to celebrate her at the board meeting, mm-hmm. her friends, her family, her coworkers, everybody was just celebrating this woman who had just left such an impact on
wow.
on the department and on her community. So I just really don't feel like you see that a lot nowadays
no.
in the workforce.
Who was I speaking with recently? And they said the longest was with ADX Digital. We did some statistics, and I think the longest people are staying with a job was 2.8 years these days.
Yes, on average, yeah. 3 to 5 years.
I think it was like close to three, but not very long.
And I think everyone has their reason for staying at a job for as long as they do. I know I personally want to buy a house soon, and they like it when you stay at a job for at least over 2 years.
They do.
And I can tell you right now, I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. But I do want that house, and I do like my job.
Yeah.
But one thing that I think is very attractive about a career with Escambia County is we try our best to be very transparent about expectations, right? Mm-hmm. And a big part of that is how much are you going to make? Because you go on a lot of job boards nowadays, they're hiring, but they don't necessarily tell you what, they'll give you an estimation of what you could make if you get the job. And one of the things that we really wanted to make sure we were transparent about is our salary ranges. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure you have an idea of what you could expect. We want to make sure it's worth your time, you know, because there, how many people have applied for a job, gotten the interview, and found out during the interview that it's making way less than what you expected?
Oh, it's so frustrating.
And that's frustrating. Yeah. You know, you put in a lot of time and effort to put in the application, get prepared for the interview, only then to learn this bit of information that was left out. So we wanted to make sure that that was transparent. And again, go on myescambia.com/careers and see for yourself. That in itself could be a reason why you want to apply, is because maybe it's a better opportunity for you financially.
Mm-hmm. So you can go over to your website, myescambia.com/careers, and will it tell you all the careers that they're going to be offering at this career fair, and so they can kind of go ahead and look through them and kind of see what they want to come talk to you
about. You can see a list of all of our available jobs on the website, and you can click on each job. You can learn more about it. You'll see the salary expectation. You can see the close date, which is also really helpful. You can read about the job description, what's expected of you, what requirements you need to have. And something that could be really beneficial to you is if you find a job that you like and you feel like it's going to be a good fit for you, go ahead and apply for it. Go ahead and apply for it online, and then come out Thursday and get that chance to speak with the hiring manager face-to-face instead of maybe sending them a message on LinkedIn or trying to find their email and sending them an email to let them know you applied. Come talk with them face-to-face and say, hey, my name is Andy Gibson. I just applied for this job. I just want to introduce myself, say hi, let you know I'm looking forward to learning more about the job. Just wanted to introduce myself in person, because that opportunity is also really rare as well.
That's great. I was just looking at your website. By the way, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Davis Wood, Andy Gibson, and Crystal Dedura with Escambia County Public Information Office. And we're talking about their upcoming career fair, which is May the 18th from 9 to 2. If you have a question, don't hesitate to call or text 437-1620. Head on over to their website, escambia.com/careers, which I was about to say, I'm on here and it's amazing. They have, you know, they talk about if you want to be a corrections officer, they give you the exact amount you would make an hour, but also there's a sign-on bonus. So there's other benefits with these jobs, depending on the job, I'm sure. Relief hourly rate for a firefighter goes up, plus benefits. So I really do love how transparent you are, and you give the information that's needed to make an intelligent decision, because this is something that's just... it's difficult, especially if you want to change careers. You really need to know what you're getting into.
And to speak on, honestly, the difficult part is, you know, in public safety, our job is to try and keep the public safe. And there are many assets to it. Being in EMS, you're going to see and do a lot of things that are extremely challenging. Maybe an average citizen couldn't do it. Same with us being a firefighter. A 911 communicator, a dispatcher, is actually an extremely tough job because they're that first line of defense. And so, oftentimes, and you mentioned, you know, the different salary ranges, the overnight shift does pay more because, frankly, quite often the craziest things happen while you're asleep.
Mm-hmm. The craziest things happen while you're asleep.
So that's, if you're a night owl, you find yourself wanting to work that overnight job, take a look. You might be a perfect fit for some of those opportunities we have as well.
It looks like there's something for everyone, to be honest. Mm-hmm. When I go to your website, literally, it looks like there's something for everyone. And so if you're listening and you know of someone, this is a good, you know, maybe it's not you, but maybe a friend, a relative is looking for a job, you know, someone's struggling, send them out to this job fair. It's May the 18th, 9 to 2. And tell us again where it's going to be located.
Pensacola Bay Center.
Absolutely. Okay.
Second floor, right?
Yeah.
And you can't miss us. I was told yesterday we will have fire trucks and ambulances out there to help add a little bit of flair to the event. So public safety will be out there for sure, along with all the other departments that are ready to meet you.
Yeah, don't get distracted thinking there's an emergency happening at the Bay Center.
I'm letting you know right now
it's
that they are there to say hi.
Yeah, absolutely.
They want you to check it out. Check out the vehicles sitting out there, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's great. So go over to myescambia.com/careers, and you can check out all the, I'm on there right now. It's amazing. They tell you everything from assistant county attorney to LPN to maybe fleet maintenance worker. I mean, library branch manager, assistant branch. So pretty much something for everyone.
Literally. We
and
have
honestly,
a
it gets
everybody.
Me excited. Like I'm thinking, you know, someone's out there. I want to change careers. Go over here.
Absolutely. Ooh. We have a career for everybody. And if you want to make a big impact in your community, you don't realize how many jobs are out in the community right now that work for Escambia County Board of County Commissioners.
And we have Sean on the phone with us. Good morning, Sean. Do you have a question?
Yes, ma'am. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you. How
Hi,
are
Sean.
You?
Hey. Hi.
I can't complain. Wouldn't do any good anyway.
That's so true.
The question that I have is, I'm currently employed. I love my job. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful job. But and I really couldn't ask for anything better. But they do allow me to go out and get other employment as long as it's not in competition with them and as long as the employer understands that this job that I have right now takes priority. I do radio communications and maintaining stuff, and I have Southeast region. I travel at times, and stuff, but I've got a lot of downtime during the week where I'm basically at home twiddling my thumbs, but I could get a call at any point in time, and I'm just wondering if Escambia County has positions that they're open to something like that.
Absolutely. We have quite a few employees that have an outside employment form, and we're the same way. We understand that people have different job opportunities that they're trying to advance their career or just do something different. We have part-time relief and seasonal positions in all hours of the day.
Thank you, Sean. Weekends. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's a pleasure having all of you. I loved what you brought this morning with the career fair. So head on over to the career fair May 18th, 9 to 2 at the Pensacola Bay Center. It's only going to be on the second floor. And like you said, there's going to be fire trucks, ambulances. Don't let it detour you. Check it out. Have a great Wednesday.